1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 this evening. And this is the final part, part three of our three-part series devoted to Carrie Brownstein's memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. And it was a good book, even better movie. No, no movie. Anyway, so, you know, basically what I've been doing is playing lots of Slater Kinney, although it took me a while to get that started, and then to play a lot of the artists that she was influenced by, artists that she liked. So today we're going to be hearing also from Huggy Bear, Liz Phair, Helium, Pavement, Yola Tango, maybe the White Stripes, Pavement, Pearl Jam, a little Beck, that type of thing. We're starting out here with Dig Me Out from the album of the same name, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. right. Yeah. John Spencer, Blues Explosion with Dang from the Orange record. And before that, Slater Kenny called a doctor from the album of the same name. And that was the White Stripes, Bone and Broke, or I guess the actual name of the song is Bone Broke from Icky Thump, 2007's Icky Thump. And we started the set off with Slater Kinney's Dig Me Out from the album of the same name on the Kill Rockstars label, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. And don't forget, we still have a donations drive going on, so if you want to donate money to the station, and Lord knows we need your help, although we are not a faith-based organization. go to the website, WMFO.org, and click on the donations tab, and you'll be able to navigate your way to donating money to the station. We've been going on for 40 years. Back in the day, we were known as WTUV. I was not here, but I have been here for the last 11 years, actually make it 12. So I'm a loyal member of the station, and I heartily endorse their activities and hope you'll be able to give them some money. Slater Kinney, getting back to them, I just finished the Carrie Brownstein's memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. It's great, well-written, a fun read, and kind of takes you through everything that she had to go through to get the band together, and going through all her insecurities and her bouts of the depression as she toured throughout Europe, and her outbreaks of hives and everything. So it's a very kind of un-rock and roll, rock and roll memoir. And we're not hearing John Spencer, sorry. I was trying to get the CD3. There it is. Anyway, let's move on. More from Slater Kinney. This is Start Together from the Hot Rock, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO. All right, Huggy Bear, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And another one of their contemporaries, the early 90s Riot Girl scene, early to mid-90s, a contemporary of Carrie Brownstein's and Slater Kinney. This is the Slater Kinney Show, part three, third in a three-part series, where we're going through all the music that was mentioned, or most of the music that was mentioned in the book as something that influenced her or that she enjoyed listening to, or in Pearl Jam's case, a band that she toured with. And that was towards the end of the first time they broke up. I think they went out on tour with them as an opening act, and it was a whole new world had been opened up for them, as you might imagine. It was just kind of, you know, everything was bigger. By that time, I think this was maybe... it had to have been like the late, maybe early part of the 2000s. So they're already pretty huge and have been huge for a while. And so, you know, they were already, you know, taking out all these, Pearl Jam was already going out with all these huge semis and multiple tour buses. And, you know, roadies had roadies. And it was just one of those crazy scenes. And they were just a little indie band out of Olympia, Washington. But Eddie Vedder liked them very much. So he personally said, I want to bring you out on tour. And so that's how that sort of evolved from there. And, that's kind of where we're at with that. It's sort of interesting how that sort of a band sort of was plucked out of nothingness and just put on stage in front of thousands of people. And it was, wish I'd seen the tour, but a very cool story there. Eddie Vedder sticking up for a fellow Seattle band or Seattle era. Up next, Ballad of a Lady Man from All Hands on the Bad One from Slater Kinney, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that was Unwound. I want to call that Unwound, though. I mean, it's I'm not really sure how to pronounce that. And I'm not sure how to pronounce the name of the song either. It's Hexenzine. That's what I'm going with. Hexenzine from New Plastic Ideas, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. And this is the show devoted to Carrie Brownstein, or at least to her tenure in the band Slater-Kinney, which is named after the intersection at two streets in Seattle, Slater and Kinney Street, which I did not know. I thought it had some reference to names of some... I actually didn't even know. I didn't have a theory. I was just sort of going with it. I was like, yeah, Slater-Kinney, okay, that's cool. But it's just the name of two streets in Seattle that happened to intersect, and they went with it. Back before that with Get Real Paid from Midnight Vultures, Slater-Kinney with Ballad of a Lady Man started off the set from All Hands on the Bad One. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so, this is the third in a three-part series. It's taken me a while to get through it. I feel like it's taken me all summer, or including the summer. I don't really know. We're going to go with this one up next. Male Model from All Hands on the Bad One. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Should I?
All right, that's Mary Timony with Helium, the name of the band. I think we're calling that XX or Triple X or something like that. I don't know. Mary Timony, of course, Helium is from Boston on the Matador label, and someone that Carrie Brownstein greatly admired. And before that, Slater Kinney, Light Rail Coyote from One Beat. Gang of Four preceded that with Naturals Not In It from the Entertainment record, and frequent listeners of the show will know I had an entire show devoted to entertainment. We started the set off with Slater Kinney's Male Model from All Hands on the Bad One. So what's going on here? We're in hour two of our tribute to about the third in a three-part series of shows devoted to Carrie Brownstein's memoir, Oh, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. And it's a good book. I enjoyed reading it. Not much of a story, really. It was just kind of like a collection of war stories. A very un-rock and roll, rock and roll memoir. Not a lot of sex, we'll say. Only a couple of veiled references to lesbian sex, that's about it.